Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Pies, eggs, milkshakes, the use of food in political protest has a long and interesting history. But where did it all begin? Here to tell us more and to look at some of the most famous moments is Graeme Finlay, lecturer in the School of Politics and International Relations at UCD. Good morning, Graeme. Thank you for being here. So we'll talk first about the history of how food has been in use in political protest. Where can we trace this back to?
All the way back. You see it in almost every society that peasants who are really vulnerable to food scarcity, taking it out, using food on people who they see as exploiting them or gouging them, or, you know, the miller who's overcharging them to mill their wheat and things like that. And it's a really interesting combination of actual violence to sort of defend their rights and humiliation and fun. And so there's a lot of lighthearted moments when food is abundant, where they make fun of their lords and their betters. But when things get scarce, they tend to really incorporate a much more violent sort mm-hmm. of part of it, where they put people on a rail, or they parade them through the town, or they parade them through the town in effigy, and they'll throw food at them, or worse, you know, dead animals, offal, all kinds of stuff. And it's really interesting that the violence is really sort of controlled. There's a sort of rule against using rocks, for example, which might actually probably kill the recipient of the violence. And in a small community where everyone's known each other, this was a really, really powerful way of discouraging bad behavior. And people often fled their communities, these better off people, never to return. And the other interesting thing is you'd think they'd conserve food and only use rotten food or something like that. But they actually very often wasted the food to show
to
maybe
the
abundance, that there was hoarding going on, and the abundance that the miller had, for example.
Now, we have some examples for people to listen to. Here's a clip from 1977, which people might remember. This is Anita Bryant. She was pied in the face by the gay rights activist Tom Higgins at a press conference in Iowa. Let's hear this.
We tried to avoid it and went into a place called Norfolk, Virginia, and were met with protest and all kinds of problems. And every...
Oh, oh, oh. Security agent.
No, let him stay.
No.
Let him stay.
Well, at least it's a fruit pie. Huh.
Let's pray for him right now. Anita, let's pray. Anita, why don't you pray? That's all right.
Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity of coming to Des Moines. And Father, I want to ask that you forgive him.
That we love him.
And that we love him.
Okay, that's Anita Bryant reacting in her own way to being pied in the face. And you grew up in Canada, Graeme. Pie throwing in politics at that time was a fairly regular affair, was it?
Yeah, and actually the Anita Bryant one was really interesting because it was a fruit pie and she's able to get a slurry in almost immediately because she's a seasoned performer, I guess. But a fruit pie might actually do some danger, whereas in Canada there was this whole humor movement, comic movement of people called Les Entartistes, and then maybe in slightly bad taste, Alpida, these groups calling themselves who had engaged in political pieing. And it really has its roots in the Yippie movement in the United States, because the Yippies were big fans of early silent comedies where thousands of pies would be used. You know, you think about Singing in the Rain, you get a great big custard pie in the face, and then the Three Stooges, and they decided they'd use that to humiliate political opponents. But it really reached a crescendo in Quebec about the time I was, you know, involved with politics there, and everybody up to the prime minister was getting pied by these organized pie, you know, throwing groups.
Okay, so we have a moment from around that time. This is the former Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing, but you can do that for me in a moment. He was pied. Let's listen to this and then we'll chat about it.
Old Home Week in Charlottetown. For Jean Chrétien, one of those relaxing midsummer visits. Then it happened. A cream pie square in the face of the Prime Minister of Canada. As Jean Chrétien was ushered away in one direction, a cream pie assailant was whisked away by police, barking complaints about the state of affairs in the country. Minutes later, the Prime Minister re-emerged, all cleaned up, the presence of his security detail much more evident, but a bit late to undo the embarrassing, potentially dangerous security lapse. The Prime Minister did not want to talk about it.
I don't talk comment about it. No comment.
You see, it does create that moment of excitement on the campaign trail. So you can understand why protesters use it as an effective tool, right?
Yeah, you have everything in there, really. Chrétien is immediately humiliated. He doesn't want to talk about it. Later that day, he's making jokes about it because he's sort of recovered his sense of himself and wants to make light of what is, in the end, not a very dangerous thing. You also see the evolution of pieing technique in that the protester, now you'd have to imagine this, but the protester walks right up to him and pushes it into his face. Now, while that is both safer for your target, it's also more accurate. So you see a lot more of that kind of thing.
And you're going to get that comedy shot, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to get that comedy shot. And you couldn't really credibly be accused of threatening or assaulting the figure. But in fact, authorities, as you heard in that clip, take it very, very seriously. Yeah. There were a lot of questions asked about his security detail, because as people pointed out, it could have not been a pie.
But people who are watching on always judge the reaction of the person who has been pied. And we're going to bring it home now to the Fine Gael leader at the time, Michael Noonan. Back in 2002, he was pied. He was canvassing in Boyle in County Roscommon. Here's Cathy Halloran's news report.
He'd just begun his walkabout when a young woman smashed a custard pie in his face. He retreated to his Fine Gael bus and emerged freshly dressed 15 minutes later, telling onlookers he could at least prove he had two suits.
I presume it's an isolated incident. I don't think it's part of campaigning in any way whatsoever. I have no idea who threw it. The Gardaí spoke to me on the bus. They seemed to have some idea of the identity of the person. But as far as I'm concerned, the show goes on and there's a job to be done.
And the canvas did continue with some more humorous remarks about the incident.
I normally have my dessert after my trip.
Politically, is that the best way to react? Laugh it off?
It probably is. Again, you know, some public figures have really been upset by it. And again, maybe it's the security angle, but it is, as a politician who needs to show that they're sort of a lighthearted person and don't take themselves too seriously, it's very, very important. And it's also, I think, part of the fact that we're not in a closed community where that kind of loss of status is going to persist and we really can't show our faces in public anymore. We're now in a more mediated, broader society where, in a way, even politicians are putting on a performance. And so laughs are the way to go.
You know, in the moment when someone throws something at you and it lands on you, pie, custard, shaving up foam, it's quite a frightening thing and it's very shocking, isn't it? It's very hard to react and smile and say this is fine in that moment.
It is. It's really, really difficult. And I think you see it in almost all these cases. And I suppose if you were sort of prepared for it, if you knew there were people sort of gunning for you with pies, you could practice. But I think, yeah, anytime something is flying towards your face or and eggs are particularly concerning. And in Quebec, they love pies, but in Australia, they seem to prefer eggs. And an egg is a genuinely dangerous missile. It, you know, I found out that a Dublin nurse lost an eye to an egg thrown from a passing car in 2008. So with those kinds of things, you are sort of on the borderline between sort of actual violence.
And in recent years, we've seen milkshakes being thrown, haven't we?
Yeah, and milkshakes have the same quality of eggs and pies and cake. Cake's quite popular because they're sticky. They will quickly smell. They might attract bugs. They're very colorful, and so they really stain the person quite well. Tomato soup seems quite popular for the same reason. We saw the anti-trans activist Posy Parker covered with tomato soup, which I suppose also looks a bit like blood. So you get some of these connotations. But it's actually the tactile stickiness, which I think people go for first.
Well, we have the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar here now talking about that smoothie incident when a smoothie was thrown at him during a COVID press conference in 2020.
In Merrion Square earlier on, just filming a video to explain to the people of Dublin some of the decisions that were made today. And the good news is we got it finished before the incident happened, so that'll be posted later on this evening. When I saw her coming towards me, I actually thought she was Avril Lavigne at first because had the skateboard and everything, but unfortunately wasn't. also had a smoothie, which ended up all over my face and halfway down my suit. But I had a spare suit and just got on with the day's work.
Now, let's get to one of the most famous egging incidents, Graham, in British politics. Former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott hit in the face with an egg. This was from an election rally in 2001.
The The Deputy Prime Minister got off his bus at Rhyl in North Wales and quickly realised that to reach the local Labour Club, he had to run the gauntlet of a group of largely countryside and fuel protesters. As he walked through them, a local man chucked an egg at him almost at point-blank range. John Prescott immediately swung round and landed a punch straight on his jaw. The man then wrestled the Deputy Prime Minister onto his back and held him down over a small wall as police and Labour Party officials tried to release him. Eventually they freed him, but Mr. Prescott's problems weren't over. Another protester then jostled him, before Labour members and police managed to get a very shaken-looking cabinet minister into the safety of the doors.
I was working in London that time when that happened as a journalist, and there was no bigger story than two jabs Prescott. It was huge, and you had the pictures as well.
Yeah, I mean, he really actually he had maybe a quite common human reaction, especially if you're a tough guy like John Prescott. He just instantly slugs the guy, who's also a very big guy, and he was hit with an egg at really close range, really hard. And so at no point was he laughing it off, because it, I'm sure it hurt quite a bit. And yeah, that sort of taking care of your own security, in a way, I think, got him a lot of admiration. That's true of Jean Chrétien in the past. He also was prepared to physically mix it up with protesters as well. But, you know, with a milkshake, those were usually sort of protests of opportunity. People had a milkshake, Tommy Robinson or Nigel Farage are walking by, they and Leo Varadkar in this case, I'm sure it was, they had a smoothie, they were prepared, then they decided to use it. Whereas, you know, this rural protester came with an egg, clearly with that purpose. He wasn't going to make himself an omelet on the sidewalk. So yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing, because it really disrupts the normal flow of politics. And I think that's what people are looking for as well. It's something really beyond the bounds of normal behavior. And it really gets a lot of attention.
Graham, thank you. Graham Finlay there. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.